Monday after Epiphany, Christmas. A reading, the first reading from First Letter of John, chapter 3, verse 22 to chapter 4, verse 6. Gospel from Matthew, chapter 4, verses 12 to 17 and 23 to 25. The first reading from the first letter of John. We receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And his commandment is this: we should believe in the name of his Son Jesus Christ and love one another just as he commanded us. Those who keep his commandments remain in him and he in them, and the way we know that he remains in us is the Spirit that he gave us. Beloved, do not judge every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they belong to God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. This is how you can know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges Jesus Christ come in the flesh belong to God. And every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus does not belong to God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist that, as you heard, it should come, but in fact, it already in the world. You belong to God's children, and you have conquered them. For the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. They belong to the world. Accordingly, their teaching belongs to the world, and the world listens to them. We belong to God, and anyone who knows God listens to us. Why anyone who does not belong to God refuses to hear us? This is how we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of deceit. The Gospel according to Matthew. When he heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and went to live in Capernaum by the sea, in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali, that what had been said to Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way to the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sit in darkness have seen a great light. On those dwelling in the land overshadowed by death, light had arisen. From that time on, Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." He went around all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness among the people. His fame spread to all of Syria, and they brought to him all who were sick with various diseases and racked with pain. Those who were possessed, lunatic, and paralytic, he cured them. And right round from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, and Judea, and from beyond the Jordan, followed him. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. We must study God's word to recognize the truth. We are living in a world which is made up of many qualities: truth from false, good and evil. It is very difficult for us to recognize the truth from many falsity, the good from many evil one. How can we recognize the truth and good people? Today's reading gives us some important standards to recognize the truth. In the first reading, St. John gave us two standards to recognize the truth. First, the true people are those who believe in Christ. Secondly, they shall be hated by the world. In the Gospel, St. Matthew reported the beginning of Christ's mission. He is the light not only for the Gentiles who are living in the darkness of death, but also for the Jews who are expecting the Messiah to come. Analysis. First reading. People must remain in God to recognize the truth. Third point. How can one remain in God? According to St. John, the faithful must keep the commandment. He wrote, "Those who keep his commandment remain in him, and he in them, and the way we know that he remain in us is from the Spirit that he gave us." According to Jewish tradition, knowing God is not pure knowledge, but must affect the believer's life. In other words, knowing God demands one to keep his commandments. There are two most important commandments according to John. First, must believe in Christ, his son. To John, this is the condition for the believer to become God's children. The reason why John emphasized this commandment is because some heresy will come from the community of believers deny either Christ's divine or human nature. Second, must love one another. God is love. Whoever remains in love remains in God. When one has God, he has all three persons of the Holy Trinity. In opposition, whoever hates his brother, he doesn't have God. Second point, how can one recognize the truth? St. John said that one must carefully think before acknowledging the truth. He said, "Beloved, do not judge every spirit, but test the spirit to see whether they belong to God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world." One must bear on the true standard to recognize the truth. First, the one who speaks the truth believes that Christ comes from God. He said, "This is how you can know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges Jesus Christ come in the flesh belong to God. And every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus does not belong to God. This is the spirit of Antichrist that, as you heard, is to come. But in fact, it already in the world." In John A, there were at least two heresies who deny Christ's humanity, the Gnosticism and the Docetism, while the traditional Judaism denied his divinity. Second point. The one who speaks the truth shall not be accepted by the world. To John, there are only black or white, not the gray area between the polarities. There is only the truth of those who believe in Christ or the falsity of those who don't believe in him. The faithful are those who believe in Christ and they belong to God. They speak the truth and the world doesn't believe in them. The antichrist are those who don't believe in Christ. They belong to the world. They speak falsity and the world believe in them. St. John confirmed the faithful. You belong to God, children, and you have conquered them. For the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. They belong to the world. Accordingly, their teaching belongs to the world, and the world listens to them. We belong to God. And anyone who knows God listens to us. Why anyone who does not belong to God refuses to hear us. This is how we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of deceit. Saint Paul also talked about these two spirits and confirmed that the spirit of God is much greater than the spirit of the world. Because he comes from God and teaches the faithful all the truth of God. See 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12. Second, the gospel. Third point, Jesus began his mission at the Gentile land north of Galilee. This is the fertile and populated area, but surrounded by the Gentiles. The Phoenicians lived in the northwest, the Syrians lived in the northeast, the Samaritans reside in the south. Therefore, Galilee is influenced by the Gentiles more than any Jewish region. Moreover, Galilee is also the intersect of the Middle East. The way of the sea via Marit connect from Damascus, Syria to Egypt, and from there, African continent, much part to Galilee. The road from the west to the east much also part to Galilee. One can say that the world communication much part to Galilee. Meanwhile, Judah is a separated area, not convenient for the world communication. There is one who describes the difference between two reasons as follows. Galilee is the road to everywhere, while Judah leads to nowhere. This shows us that Jesus is very wise when he chose to begin his missionary in Galilee. He chose Galilee because it is a populated area and the intersection of many worldly civilizations so that many people might have a chance to hear his preaching of good news. Today's passage also mentions the fact that Jesus fulfilled Isaiah's prophecy when he began his mission in this area. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way to the sea beyond the Jordan. Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who sit in darkness have seen a great light. Although dwelling in the land overshadowed by death, light had arisen. From Zebulun and Naphtali, Jesus' good news are extended to all areas. Second point, Jesus' main activity. First, the content of his preaching. His first message continued John Baptist's message, which is, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. At first, he used the Jewish synagogues where people are gathered to learn scripture. Second, he healed all kinds of diseases. To help people to believe in his preaching, he healed all kinds of sickness. As foretold by the prophet Isaiah, he cured every disease and illness among the people. His fame spread to all of Syria, and they brought to him all who were sick with various diseases and racked with pain. Those who were possessed, lunatic, and paralytic, and he cured them. As a result, a red cloud from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, and Judea, and from beyond the Jordan, followed him. Application in life. We must learn scripture to know and to live according to the truth. That is the only way to recognize the truth from all falsity, is to bear on God's word. There are two basic standards to recognize the truth, to believe Christ who come from God, and to keep his commandments. Amen.